Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time 2025. In this troubled world, faith in one's future is better guided by blessed assurance than cursed insurance. The lack of faith we put in the insurance industry is borne out by their fat, fine print packed prospectus documents detailing what their agents gloss over during sales pitches. Comb through those details and you'll learn that conflicts of interest among an insurer's agents are not only not illegal, but baked into the cost of doing business with them. A potential conflict of interest may influence your investment professional to recommend this contract over another investment, one prospectus whispers. Trying to understand the competing interests motivating insurance agents and their clients may help put them in the proper scriptural perspective. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 12, Peter asks Jesus if his parable about vigilance being the best homeowner's insurance against thieves was aimed at the master's prospects or his sales agents. Jesus responds, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowances at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put that servant in charge of all his property." Jesus probably wouldn't like the unfaithfulness demonstrated by some in the insurance industry. The same prospectus mentioned earlier argues that risk is the nature of this business, and any guarantees must depend on their firm's claims-paying ability. If we experience financial distress, we may not be able to meet our obligations to you, this prospectus admits. The insurance industry could never afford to offer the kind of blessed assurance the Book of Wisdom says the Israelites enjoyed on the first Passover when God promised protection to those investing in His shelter. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. That's from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18. Paul clearly defined the terms of such courageous faith in Sunday's excerpt from his letter to the Hebrews. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. That's from Hebrews chapter 11. Those ancients include Abraham, our father in faith, who trusted that God's command to sacrifice his son Isaac was backed by sufficient divine currency to support humanity's future, as guaranteed many generations later by the death and resurrection of our faith's master. We're all covered under that one single premium policy. No need to worry that our private information will be used to market other guarantees of well-being to us. Our guarantor knows every hair on our head, and no other prospectus can better explain the security we get from that knowledge than the sacred anthology we read from every time we gather to celebrate his investment in us. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.